I would like to take up two themes which His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj has mentioned. First of all, that the Pandavas are victorious by Krishna's mercy in their tremendous struggle to overcome their obstacles. And second of all, I wanted to bring out one point which Maharaj, made, that is that the greatest mission in life is to become Krishna conscious and to spread Krishna consciousness to others. All preparations had been done. Nothing worked. There was going to be a war between the Pandavas and the Kauravas. It was a fratricidal war. It was an undesired war, but it seemed to be inevitable. Krishna met Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira said to him, "Please, one more time, try to avoid this war. Please go as our messenger to Duryodhana and speak on our behalf. We are satisfied with little. We don't want the conflict." So when Duryodhana heard about Lord Krishna's peace mission, he made all conceivable and inconceivable arrangements. However, to impress Lord Krishna. However, his motive was to pull him over to his side, to the side of the Kauravas, as if he could win the Lord by material arrangements. Duryodhana was really like a foolish worshipper of the Supreme Lord who believes that he can impress the Lord by money and by whatever. So he built many palaces and rest stops on the way which Krishna took. And in Hastinapur, the capital of the Kauravas, he told Dushasan, the most sensual of the brothers, to evict his palace so that Lord Krishna could use this most elegant of all the palaces of the brothers. That night where Krishna appeared or arrived was a banquet. A banquet was arranged in Hastinapur for him to eat. It was the most, the best cooks of the kingdom had arrived. And foolish Duryodhana thought, with all these and other signs of our opulence and of our respect for Lord Krishna, we might take him away from the Pandavas and we might bring him on our side. So when Lord Krishna arrived in Hastinapur after having seen all the arrangement, the festive gate, "Welcome Sri Krishna, you are the best," and other such heartless slogans, you know, because there was no bhakti in them. "Jai Bhagavan Sri Krishna." He just went to the house of Vidura. Vidura was totally unprepared for this visit. Vidura's house was simple, and what Vidura could offer to Krishna in the moment of the agitation was similarly totally simple. He just gave him a little, I think it was about a banana, but in his excitement he peeled the banana and offered the Lord the banana peel. He threw away the fruit itself because he got mixed up out of excitement. Some translations say it was a little spinach or a little sabji which he could do. Anyways, Krishna didn't show up at the banquet, and Duryodhana felt very... he could not understand Lord Krishna. By his logic, Duryodhana thought, why did Lord Krishna not come? I showed him so many gestures of friendship and collegial acceptance. So he went that next morning to the house of Vidura after his spies had found out where Krishna went to spend the night. And that was a great humiliation for Duryodhana to go to the house of Vidura, whom he anyways did not like because he thought Vidura sided with the Pandavas. And when Duryodhana saw Krishna there, he said, Vasudev, I do not understand why you did not respond to our worship of yours. I do not understand why you didn't sleep in the palace. Now, Dushasana and I couldn't understand why have you not appeared for the banquet. Krishna said many things, but I want to say three things which Krishna said. The first thing he said, messengers will first, I'm the messenger of the Pandavas. I did not come to eat. I came for discussions. And after the discussions and after my message has been given, then a messenger can eat. Duryodhana said, Vasudev, this is a friendship arrangement which we did. Don't be so stiff and follow the code of messengers. You are not a messenger to anyone. Why don't you accept our very friendly arrangements? Why didn't you eat with us? Then Krishna spoke very bluntly. Bluntly is not the word, very openly. He said, for a person to eat, two conditions must be fulfilled. The person who offers you something to eat must do this out of affection, or the person who is offered something to eat must be in difficulty. He must be hungry. Now, the first condition is not fulfilled, and the second also not. Duryodhana, you don't love me. Therefore, I'm not interested in your food. And the second is, Duryodhana, I'm not in difficulty. I'm not hungry. I have a transcendental body made of Satchit Ananda. My dear Pandavasenas, reflect for a moment about this. Don't you know this when you come to your grandmother and you are really not hungry, but grandmother loves you and she has made her special style of Indian rotis. And she says, eat one. And okay, grandmother. You are full. And your roti may not be your eating style. Then grandmother says, take another one. And because the grandmother is so lovable and she offers with love and affection to her devotee grandchildren, you have to accept it. I know when Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he always goes into the kitchen and cooks for his godbrothers. Last time we met in Hamburg and he said, would you like to eat Monk's Delight? That's a special preparation, Monk's Delight. And I said, I didn't know what Monk's Delight is, but it sounded so lovingly and affectionately that I said, I must eat Monk's Delight. There is no question, I am in great need of Monk's Delight. And because there was so much affection in the gesture to cook and then to offer Monk's Delight, I felt my life was successful because I ate affection. And I ate a lot. So Lord Krishna did not wish to accept Duryodhana's offering because, like everything else he had arranged, it was not offered with love and affection. Krishna is not so much attracted in the offering per se, but in the love and affection of his devotee, which he puts there. Then Lord Krishna said another thing. Duryodhana, he said, I wanted to you to know one thing. You hate the Pandavas. The Pandavas are, however, my dearest devotee. He who loves the Pandavas loves me, and he who hates the Pandavas hates me. Duryodhana, I will come when it's time to talk. I believe this statement of Lord Krishna, where he so openly tells about his love and affection for his devotees, the Pandavas, should encourage you all, the Pandava Senas, to follow the mission of the Pandavas, which is to spread the Dharma or the mission of the Lord. That is the Pandavas' desire. I would like now to say how this is the greatest adventure. I hope Bhakti Charu Maharaj will in the future continue to talk with me, but I will now reveal three of my biggest material desires before I came to Krishna consciousness. You will know the difference between the two of us by these desires. I wanted to be in Sweden, to be connected with the beautiful blonde hair Nordic beauties before Krishna consciousness. My second strongest material desire was to go on a motorrad, motorcycle, through Afghanistan. And my third material desire is just so embarrassing that even I do not dare to reveal it in the public assembly. When I came to Krishna consciousness, I had not fulfilled these two material desires. I was thinking, what is about these desires? Now one day, I found myself preaching at the Stockholm University. And I had given a lecture, and there were many who felt inspired by the talk and who wanted to spend a little private questions and answers. And so they came, and there was a good number of 50, 25 were Viking men, and 25 or so, I didn't count them, were blonde-haired Nordic beauties. I thought, oh, Krishna has supplied, but without the bad effect of doing an ignorant approach and ignorant activities which will bring suffering, like our Maharaj has told us, that material enjoyments always bring sufferings, and he brought the little finger as his proof to our attention. The other thing was it was in 1976, yes, I was in Kabul, Afghanistan, and I was chased by 15 wild dromedars. That's a type of Afghanistan camel. I had ignorantly gone into their territory. I had chanted my rounds there, and they were highly enraged about my breach of etiquette. And they came, and the male dromedar, the leader of the other dromedars, was violently running after me. So I was running away. And then in my mind I thought, oh, here you have it. You are having an adventure in Afghanistan. But again, you are not there as an ignorant soul who wishes to enjoy. You are there as a devotee who wishes to join Srila Prabhupada's preaching team. It was Nitai Goa World Traveling Sankirtan Movement. What I want to illustrate with these two examples, I could give many, many more other examples, is that in Krishna conscious life, especially in preaching or spreading Krishna consciousness, you will find so much enjoyment and inspiration and also lively adventure that that you will really feel your life is very fulfilled. The moment you become an instrument in Lord Krishna's hands and become a real Pandava Sena, connected with the Pandavas, you will see that he will use, Lord Krishna will use you in many wonderful ways. I can assure you of Bhakti Charu Maharaj and Urmila Mataji would write a book, a biographical book or autobiographical book about their lives. There would be so many very, very, I would say, lively, inspirational, how would you say, almost adventurous accounts, which are, however, satisfying the heart, who have this this quality of deep heart satisfaction. I can guarantee you, I myself have experienced a few very wonderful and at times amusing, at other times highly elevated events with Bhakti Charu Maharaj. I really want to encourage you all to think about this aspect of your life where you actually share Krishna consciousness with someone else. It doesn't have to be in Sweden or in Afghanistan. It can be right at your working table in your university. Please do this. Then you will actually experience a taste which is so wonderful and sublime that you are not interested in fashion shows and cinema and all the things which the modern civilization wants to proclaim as activities to find joy. And you won't always have to struggle to control your senses and your mind and, oh yes, I have to go to the Sunday feast. I have to go and be good and be fixed up and so on. How boring to be fixed up. And so, no, if you take to the process of Krishna consciousness or sharing Krishna consciousness with a soul in need, and that's practical everyone in Kali Yuga, you will actually become a member of the devotees who are associated with the Pandava. Pandavas through the same mission. This is, I found out a secret. Today someone asked me on the staircase, Maharaj, what's the secret of your smile? I have been asked this often, sometimes in TV. The TV journalist had thought it, I know a special facial muscle rejuvenation, and I told him, no, it comes from inside, it's nothing with the muscles, it's from the heart. And another, here a devotee asked me, and I want to tell you the secret of my smile, although it's now getting old and useless also, but it's really that preaching spirit. that no matter what happens in life, good or bad, to somehow remain connected with sharing Krishna consciousness with other people in need. And that gives always a smile in the heart, because Krishna says in the Gita that no servant is dearer to him in this world than he who tries to spread this teaching to others. He embraces such people in the heart, although they may not be so qualified in many ways, but the preacher is always embraced by Lord Krishna, and then he smiles. What naturally, he smiles a happy, relaxed smile, even in the midst of the hurricane of change. I do not wish to take more time, but this is what I wanted to say. Just following our Bhakti Charu Maharaj, who is my older brother, the enlightened one amongst us. He is a very foolish one. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.